Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. I have a really, really interesting show for you today, one that you may really want to call into. And if you want to call in, the number is area code 424-220-1801. So let me tell you, okay. Many of us wonder what becomes of us when we die. Those who believe in the finality of death are more likely to fear it. That is understandable. Who among us wants to face the fact that he will one day cease to exist? But what if that is not the case? What if we someday leave this earth and our temporary physical bodies to return to our eternal home, a place where we are very much alive? That is certainly a much more comforting thought, but does it make losing someone we love any easier to cope with? The physical separation death creates between us and our loved ones is heartbreaking, no matter what our views on death are. The only comfort we may feel is knowing that our loved ones are happy and living an existence in a better place. There are many instances when loved ones who have passed have contacted those they left behind. Whether we choose to recognize those connections or not is based on our beliefs about the existence of the afterlife. Well, my guest today, Janet Nestor, has been channeling the connection between the physical and non-physical worlds ever since she was about 14 years old. She has a natural ability as an intuitive, channel, and medium. She is also an expert in the development of inner peacefulness and personal empowerment, as well as a presenter and a workshop leader. She is a licensed professional counselor, diplomat, comprehensive energy psychologist, and a certified soul detective who specializes in soul-level healing. Janet published Pathways to Wholeness as an inspirational mindfulness guidebook in 2010. Her second book, Nurturing Wellness Through Radical Self-Care, a Living in Balance Guide and Workbook, was published November 2012. She has contributed to two books by other authors, Sherry K. Hoff's Be the Inspiration and Barbara Stone's Transforming Fear into Gold, How Facing What Frightens You Most Can Heal and Light Up Your Life. Welcome, Janet. Are you there?
I'm here. I've been hearing every word.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show today. It's going to be very exciting.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been looking forward to it for a while. So thank you so much for having me.
Before we get started, let me just ask you, I know that you do mindful lifestyle training, and can you explain to us exactly what that is?
Well, the idea of mindfulness is that it become a lifestyle rather than just an activity that we do every now and then, you know, meditate once a day and then go on with our lives or do whatever it is. But the idea is to live in the present moment 24/7. Now, that's a goal that most of us don't reach, but nevertheless, that's the goal. So mindfulness lifestyle training moves us toward activities that create inner peace to a lifestyle that's peaceful. It's a wonderful journey.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Wow, what a world it would be if we were all walking around peacefully.
Well, I'm serious. Would it be different? Oh, my goodness, it would be such a different place.
Well, you know, that's why I do these shows, because the more people that hear these things, the better the world gets, right? So we need to spread the word that these things are attainable. So anyway, we have a caller waiting. This is area code 336. What is your name, please? Hello? Hello, I'm having trouble hearing you. Okay. Maybe you should try calling back. Hang up and call back again, and let's see if we can get you then, okay? Okay. Okay. All right. Well, while we're waiting for that, hopefully that caller can get through. I mean, they should be able to get through. I just don't know. I guess the connection was bad. So
yeah, that happened.
Apparently somebody's waiting to talk to them, so hopefully they can get back on.
I hope so.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Right.
Is anyone waiting to talk to me?
Right now?
Yes.
Well, there's always people waiting to talk to us. Always. You know, our guides, our teachers, maybe a loved one wants to pass a message through. I mean, the idea that we're alone is not a correct idea. We're never alone. So there's always someone somewhere along the line of evolution that has something to say. So, but are you asking me to look?
Sure.
Well, before I do any work of this kind, I always ask to establish sacred space. And I did that before the call, but I want to do it now, too, so that the listeners hear that that's what I do, because we are moving into a realm that's not our own, and therefore feeling safe and comfortable in it is a really positive thing. So I ask our guides and teachers, for everyone that we'll be talking to today or anyone who's listening, to be with us and them, and that our angels surround the sacred space and provide the protection that we need. And if there is a need at any time during the show for a higher level or greater magnitude of protection, we ask that that be present for us in exactly the same way that we need it. Okay, I'm ready to roll. Well, actually, there's a little crowd waiting to say hello to you.
There's a little what?
A little crowd. Maybe two or three people.
A little crowd. Oh, okay.
I believe it feels like two females and a male.
Okay.
And that may or may not. Sometimes that's hard to for me to distinguish, but that's what it feels like. Basically, saying thank you for the opportunity, and that Spirit is pleased with you and your gifts and the path that you're taking. These people love you very much. They are in spirit. Let me see. They have been in body, all three of them. In body in this lifetime, yes. Relatives. One of them is a relative. All of them are relatives. At least one of them is a relative. I think some of them, the other two are friends. One of them is a friend. One of them is a spirit friend. So you have three levels of communication taking place here for you.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that? Do you sense that? Any questions about that? Honestly, that is the way life is, and there are always, we always have family members, or most always have family members, you know, DNA family members who check on us, and we have our spirit guides and teachers, and so it's almost always like that.
Mm-hmm. Does the male presence have anything special to say to me?
I don't know. I see a bicycle. Does that make any sense to you?
Maybe. Not off the top of my head. That doesn't mean I can't think about it.
But actually what that is indicating is movement. It just means movement in your life.
Okay.
Is that, you can ask questions, but I'm looking, and so I'm not one of those people who just spouts it. I have to listen. But the person appears to have been probably 50-ish. At the time of passing,
okay,
maybe in that age range.
Okay.
Maybe a little older.
Okay.
He had a life that was uneasy at times. There was a lot of questing in his life.
Okay.
And uncertainty, and not to say that it wasn't a happy life, but there also were those undercurrents of I want more, I need more, there, you know, I expected more, that kind
okay.
of thing. But
okay.
But what he is wants you, what he's saying to you, is that. There's a lot of beauty where he is. He sees that. I guess he must have had a creative eye or an artist's eye or something like that in life, or at least a person who could enjoy beauty when he saw it and experienced it. And what he's telling you is that the beauty that he sees is not just seen now. It's experienced at all levels of his consciousness. So it's so much more profound for him. He's enjoying that because he, you know, can, in our language, can see, touch, smell, taste it, and that's not his language, but, you know, he feels it instead of just sees it, and how precious that is for him. So.
Okay. Actually, our caller got through again. So let's turn it over. I want to turn it away from me and to our caller. Let's just see. Okay, area code 336. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you for calling back. What is your name?
My name is Darlene.
Darlene, okay. And Darlene, what is your question for Janet?
Hi, Janet. I just want to know how are you? I wanted to know if you could get in touch with my mom and see if she has a message for me or my daughters.
Okay, I'm hearing yes, and I'm going to ask for spiritual permission. All right. Well, she's just smiling like crazy, smile on her face. Huge smile on her face, kind of twinkly. A message for you. Well, she's letting me know that she is happy, that she's experiencing a comfort. She's comfortable physically and in all other ways, that she's feels very, it's really nice to be comfortable. And she wants to do that. And break in and ask questions whenever you want.
Okay.
She really likes her perspective because it's so much bigger and broader than she ever expected it to be. And it's not that she didn't expect it. I don't know. I mean, she's just astounded by the fact that she can be communicating with you and be everywhere else pretty much at the same time.
Right.
And she wants you to know that. That means something very special to her because I guess there are a lot of people that she likes touching base with. She, I see a kind of a light blue filmy thing. It's kind of waving, like a breeze going through it. I don't know what that is. For her, it's, I guess kind of like letting you know something that, you know, like letting you know that she's there, that she will always be. She certainly loves you a lot. I don't get really hardcore messages from her. The thing that she wants you to know is that she's comfortable, that she's there, she's with you, she sees you. She loves you. I was going to say, and she's present for your daughters, but there is one daughter that she, one of the two, who somehow she identifies with, and I'm not saying that she doesn't, both your daughters, so I don't want them to hear this and think one is special. And
right.
That's not what I mean at all. She's identifying with an element of your daughter's, I'll just say her personality, herself, that she presents to the world. And she's saying, telling her, you know, to take it easy, to relax, that life is good, it's precious. There's not time enough to worry, to leave that behind, and all is good. That was important for her to say. Does that make sense?
Okay.
To you?
It does. It does.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a grandson who was born a day, one year after her passing to the day. And I was told by a psychic to look for her in him, Now, I don't know if that means that there's just going to be aspects of her in him or if she has reincarnated into his body.
You're talking about
And I would
mom.
Really like to know that.
I don't think. No, she hasn't reincarnated into his
okay.
body.
Okay.
But there is a spiritual element, I would guess, to say there's a spirituality in the dates, the meaning of the dates. What was
exactly?
What was the date?
October 30th. Yes. She left in 2006. He was born in 2007.
But on the same day.
Right.
I just think she's saying that he's very guarded spiritually. There are a lot of high beings, master-level beings, who are caring for really the whole family, but for him, and that's a gift that came to him because of that kind of synchronicity. There are synchronicities
right.
and all like that. But yes, he is a very very connected. Always
he definitely
been.
Is.
Mm-hmm. He's a very sensitive little fellow. He continues to hear and see at a spiritual level that has not left him. Now, it may leave
yes.
him as he continues to grow, but as of this point, it has not left him. He's very tuned in, very, very tuned in.
That's good to know.
And
well, we miss you here in Winston-Salem.
Oh, well, thank you. I miss you, too, and it's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for doing this, and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
okay,
thanks for
bye,
calling
Janet.
In. I appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So let me ask you, the messages that you get, are they sometimes clearer than other times? Are they sometimes, like, very concrete?
Oh, sometimes they're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is what you need to do.
Right.
Other times they're not. And let me explain that a little. And this is something that I've learned by doing this many times with different people who have been gone for a short while or a long while. At the time of death, there is a period of time where it's very, very, very difficult for the person to communicate. There's just so much going on. They're getting used to their new home, their new body, everything. It's very hard. It takes a tremendous amount of energy for them to communicate. Then they move into an area of their growth, I guess is what you want to talk to, an area of time where it's easier for them to communicate, and the messages are very clear. The voices are very succinct, almost like you and I talking. And then that, too, passes. And it's not the same amount of time for everyone. And then there's a period of time where it becomes harder and harder to hear them. And that's just the way it is. And it's not that they are not with you. It's that I believe this is correct. I don't know this for absolute sure. But I think what it is their frequency is continuing to become much more like that of creation. And as they move from a human frequency into a more elevated spiritual frequency where they're more in unity with creation, I believe it's not them that's farther away. It's harder for us to hear them at those frequencies. However, there are other ways to communicate, and people do. They communicate through scent. through smells, through sounds, little messages, through birds or butterflies or whatever it was that was important to the person. And they will be doing that, as long as they feel wanted and needed, and as long as the person's life that they're caring for, and then we'll meet them, or someone else, you know, that they love will meet them. So we are, as we are born, we are literally ushered into life by an army of angels and guides and teachers of our spiritual family. And at the time of birth, if you're attuned, you will see the whole room, that it's just packed with people. So many spiritual beings that you can't even count them. There will be two or three or four that are prominent who may want to speak, and sometimes do, but they will stay with the baby at that level of that many, that multitude, for 3 or 4 days, or however long it takes for the baby to become comfortable with life. And sometimes that's as much as 18 months or 2 years, but that's not usual. It's usually just a little while. And then the same thing happens at the time of death. Your spiritual family, your angels, your guides and teachers begin to gather, and you are ushered out of the physical life just the way you were ushered in, with a whole group of beings. And that's true for everyone.
Very good.
And I love knowing that. I love
knowing that. Oh, me too. I mean, to know that we have that support with us is so comforting. We have another caller in the queue. Let's see. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. What is your name?
Hi. My name is Trish.
Hi, Trish. What is your question for Janet?
Well, I was wondering if Janet could give me any messages from Spirit.
In general?
Yeah, I guess particularly around career.
Okay. Let me make sure I have permission to do that. All right. Well, let's see what comes through.
Thank you.
Well, they're saying, in general, this is a general message, but at the same time, it's a clear message that you, in particular, right now, at this time in your life, need a career or a job that allows you room to grow, space, and even quiet time. It's like you have this, I don't know, burning in your belly, so to speak, and this yearning, and in order for you to be able to grow in the way you want to grow, you're going to need some stimulation. Yes, you're a stimulation girl, but at the same time, you need lots and lots of time to be able to listen clearly and hear clearly and just sort of let that creative side of you just go crazy and wild and bloom. But what I mean by creative, I don't necessarily mean art, music, whatever, although it may be that, but just your imagination, your fun-loving self, your imagination, and with that you can create anything. And I think that's what Spirit is wanting for you, a job where your imagination can run wild, you can create, you can have fun, and you feel loved and cared for, and that is very important in your life, very important in your life. That you feel safe, loved, and cared for. And that would be with all the people you're around, not just in your job.
Right. I would agree, and I'm trying to find a new position, and that's why I was calling, was I didn't know if you saw anything on the horizon.
Like you're going to get a job tomorrow, which we all want to know. I don't know what this means. Sometimes I don't know what it means, but I'm going to say it. I hear, look to your left. And I don't, that will mean something to you when the time comes. I don't know what it means right now.
Okay.
You, does that mean anything to you?
No. It doesn't. I guess I wouldn't know what that means, look to the left and to
Well,
kind of,
I think it means that everything in life is directional. I mean, you know, but it means when the time comes, when you find yourself moving in the direction you want to go, look to your left and the answer will be there. And I, you know, that's a spiritual message and it takes some deciphering. And I don't know exactly what it means, but it's for you. Look to your left.
Okay. Well, I will definitely take that and see what comes out of it.
Yeah, see what comes out of it. My guess is that a lot of the time spiritual messages come over our right shoulder, that for whatever reason that seems to be the way it comes in for many people. My sense is that the messenger is already there. Do you find yourself being attuned in a way that you haven't been?
A little bit. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think the messenger is already there for you to give you answers that you need. But that message will come, usually comes over your right shoulder. So just be attuned to a presence and always ask, you know, if it feels warm and cozy and friendly, then that's good. But if you don't get that warm, cozy feeling, you know, move on. But over your right shoulder is where that energy usually comes from. So just be very attuned to that. And also, I think you're very attuned to sounds. So look for meaningful sounds in your environment. And that could be music, it could be doorbells, it could be lots of different things. Doorbells are prevalent messages, believe it or not. Spiritual doorbells, and it just means, okay, listen now. And if you hear that, if you hear a buzzing sort of sound in your ear, that's another way that spiritual messages are announced, so it means listen. But I think your messenger to answer all the questions you have about your life is already with you. I know he is. It's a he. I can see him.
Okay. Okay.
That's great. That's good.
Wow.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time.
Mm-hmm.
Janet, isn't it true that that it's very hard to pinpoint exactly where or when, because that we do have free will and that we can change things based on that free will?
We have free will, but everybody else has free will too. So, you know, a few weeks ago someone called me and said, am I going to get this job? And I said, well, you know what? It feels like it. Everything is set in place for you to get that job. The guy was ready to hire you when you went out the door. However, she didn't get the job. And what she found out is that, someone that she wasn't expecting interfered with that job process, and she didn't get the job. But she did get one in just a couple of days. So even though things are there for us, and if something happens that we don't get the job that we think we're going to get, or even Spirit says that we're probably going to get, that means something else has come along that's even better and matches at a higher level.
Mm.
I'm a great believer in that, a true believer in that. Everything has.
I am too.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. I believe sometimes that we're forced, I mean, practically shoved out of something, and we
Absolutely.
Don't understand why, and then all of a sudden, the perfect thing happens for us.
Yeah. And it's really, and so it's on the spiritual level, it's not unpredictable, but on our human level, where our frequency is not always high enough, it is, it feels unpredictable to us, but things are set in motion. We've set things in motion long before they occur, and spirits just, you know, hopes that, urges us, I should say, to be connected enough so we can hear the messages.
Mm. Right, and I think we all can hear them. We just don't understand that what's going on in our head isn't always our thoughts, that it's a message. You know? And I've learned to listen to that. And,
Absolutely. Caller, and each of us hears the message differently. Like, I'm very visual, so I get a lot of visual messages. I, you know, through numbers, a lot of my messages come through numbers, and I'll start seeing threes or twos or ones or fives, and I know, you know, pay attention, though, that that means something. I also hear sound. You know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and hear a doorbell ring. Well, that used to scare me to death, but realize, okay, it's a message. And each of us has, I have learned, too, that how I get my messages may not be how you get yours. But pay attention, attune to things that keep happening over and over again. And whatever that is, like, you know, for some people a butterfly will fly by and they'll go, or a bird will fly by and it's like, uh-oh, they know that that's going to be a message. Or they'll start seeing lots and lots of orange or lots and lots of red or lots and lots of blue, and like, you know, it's just everywhere. They're picking it out to where, they're seeing it in the store, the magazine, whatever. Then
right.
That means you never pay attention. There's a message for you. So I think just learning to cue into how you, each of us, receives our message is so important, because there our spirit teachers, guides, and angels are always communicating with us, 24 hours a day.
Amazing. It's so comforting to know that. Do you know much about numbers? I mean, this happened to me recently, and I had no, this never happened to me. I woke up in the morning, and the first thing I thought when my eyes were open is 262. I'm like, okay, is that supposed to be a lottery number? What is that supposed to be? So I went online, and I discovered that 262 is an angel number. And I read about that, and that was very interesting. And I've never had another experience like that again. I played the number and didn't win. So that wasn't it.
I think it's probably another kind of messages, because I don't. That spirit doesn't necessarily like to play the numbers. However,
right. Exactly.
Those number messages, and if you had received one message like that and looked into it, you will receive more. And any time that two, like two twos and 1 6, the message of the two is the stronger of the messages.
Okay. So I got two twos.
Yes. And so I do know that. I'm not a numerologist, but I have been receiving messages through numbers, for several years now. So.
Yeah, it says the repeating angel number, let's see. Number two brings its attributes of balance and harmony, partnerships and relationships, adaptability, diplomacy and cooperation, encouragement and support, faith and trust, and serving your divine life purpose. That's what the number two is supposed to represent. I don't want to run out of time. Before I give you an opportunity to explain how everyone can reach you, a little bit about your books, and, you know, where they can get more information.
Okay. Do you want me to do that now?
I want you to do that now.
I just misunderstood what you said. I mean,
yeah, no, I just... we've probably got about 6 more minutes, and I want to make sure I give you adequate time to just to tell everybody, you know, who you are and how to get in touch with you.
Right. Well, I appreciate that so much.
My office is no longer in a building. My office is in my home. You can reach me through email very easily. Go to mindfulpathways.com and hit, which is my blog and website, and hit the contact message, and you can reach me at any time. And I work mostly over phone and Skype, and in the beginning I thought that will never work, but I've realized that it works just beautifully, and I have, I see people that I work with from all over the United States and sometimes all over the world. So it does work. And
okay.
Distance energy work is perfect. We just communicated with spirit, so distance is not an issue.
Okay.
Your location is not an issue. I'm on Twitter at Janet Nestor. It's at, and capital J, Janet, capital N, Nestor. You can.
That's N-E-S-T-O-R.
N-E-S-T-O-R.
Okay.
I'm on
right.
Facebook at mm-hmm. Pathways to Wholeness and at Janet Nestor, so you can reach me at either of those locations. Nurturing Wellness Through Radical Self-Care is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is it's a workbook, really, a mindfulness energy psychology primarily workbook, but this energy psychology that we use is also a mindfulness technique. So it teaches us to be mindful from the inside out. I think it's a very powerful book, and for anybody, whether you're looking to heal or be less anxious or whatever, or if you're just looking for spiritual growth, because mindfulness is a spiritual growth modality.
Okay. All right. Well, we're pretty close to running out of time, but I do want to thank you so much for coming on and connecting with spirit for us and sharing with us, you know, those blessings. So thank you so much for agreeing to be on our show today.
I loved it, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Janet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Fine, and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. When you go on the page for the show, there is a button you can click to become a follower. More followers will get the show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfine.com for even more inspiration and join the growing list of devoted followers there. I have a new link right now because I am now doing counseling to see more about, you know, what I do and connect with me there. You can go to Clarity, clarity.FAndFrank, M as in Mary, /Randy-G-Fine. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.